Yeah, it's getting to be that time of year. I'll make an announcement right now. I am not going to be doing Christmas week. Just so you know, I'm going to be flying on Monday of that week. So can't do a podcast. I'll be in the air. Tuesday's Christmas Eve. I'll be with the grandkids. Wednesday's Christmas Day. I'll be with the grandkids. Thursday, I fly home and can't do a podcast that day. I'll be doing a podcast again on Friday. I might post some reruns, but I don't exactly see the point. In the words of Mick Mulvaney, you're just going to have to get over it. I'm not going to be doing podcasts the week of Christmas. So today is December 11th. And Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Lindsey Graham is on fire.
And when I say defraud the FISA court, I mean it.
On fire.
To your team, you are able to uncover and discover abuse of power I never believed would actually exist in 2019. How bad is it? It was as if J. Edgar Hoover came back to life. The old FBI. The FBI that had a chip on its shoulder and wanted to intimidate people and find out what was going on in your life and the law be damned. Martin Luther King, and you just fill in the names.
Mm-hmm. Now, when he was talking about defrauding the FISA court, what he's talking about is the FISA court applications for wiretaps on Carter Page. And there was one initial application and three renewals. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. What we now know from the IG's report is that an FBI lawyer who's now being referred for criminal charges has been fired and is going to have to get lawyers himself because he's going before a federal judge. He had information from the CIA that Carter Page was working for the CIA, and that is the reason that Carter Page was known to have been speaking with a Russian intelligence asset. He was doing it for the CIA. This lawyer at the FBI changed that in the CIA note to say that he was not working for the CIA, in order to have a justification to get the warrant on Carter Page. And that's what Lindsey Graham is talking about. And Bill Barr, the attorney general, is getting all kinds of grief for saying this.
Do you still stand by your statement that the campaign was spied upon?
Well, it's clearly spied upon. I mean, that's what electronic surveillance is. I think wiring people up to go in and talk to people and make recordings of their conversations is spying. I think going through people's emails, which they did as a result of the FISA warrant, they went through everything.
He's getting a lot of grief because I'm not sure that the IG report shows that they wired people up and sent them in to talk to people in the campaign. I mean, the wiring up part is the one that I'm confused about. I know they did ask people to go and speak to people in the campaign and then report back. I'm not sure about the wiring up. So that, you know, that's become a big point of contention, you know, with people like, Jeffrey Toobin.
The Attorney General of the United States is a Fox News bot. It's like, I think it's troubling when they wire someone and they wire people up to go in a campaign. They didn't wire anyone up. It's a complete invention. The fact that the Attorney General of the United States keeps demanding investigation after investigation until he gets the results that he wants, that's something that happens in the Soviet Union, not in the United States.
Well, I mean, Jeffrey's sliding over the fact that the IG report shows they did send people to talk to people in the Trump campaign. They didn't actually place a spy in the campaign, but they sent people to spy on the campaign by talking to people in the campaign and then reporting back. Now, you know, did they wire anybody up? I'm a little confused about that. I'm not quite sure. I'll try to sort that out before we get to the podcast later. Okay, so let's go over the listen links. In the impeachment, The Hill is reporting the Senate is considering a no-witness impeachment trial. Let's just get it over with. Come in, let the House make its case, let the White House lawyers offer defense, whatever it is, but no witnesses. And the reason is, even though the president wants to call Hunter Biden and maybe the president wants to come and testify himself, that just means that the Democrats will call a bunch of people too, and then it'll be a long drawn out mess. So let's get it over with. New York Times, the Democrats want to both impeach and work with Trump. This is, we're impeaching him and passing the U.S. MCA on the same day. And, you know, by the way, they say, we ate his lunch. No, I mean, everyone is, even the Trump-hating media is saying, no, this is a win for Trump. And Trump called it a silver lining. There's silver lining to impeachment, he said, because it's so embarrassing to the Democrats that they're passing some of the things I want them to pass. New York Times, no Mueller report charges. It's, you know, apparently was considered by Nancy Pelosi and decided, no, let's just keep it simple. So it's just the abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The IG report, bar attacks. I talked about that a little bit. That's in the Washington Post. Horowitz to testify. He's testifying right now. Politics. Biden hints he just wants one term. Just one term. Please, I've waited so long. I promise I won't run for a second term. You know, somebody's pointing out he would be on Inauguration Day 78. He would be completing a first term at 82. Look, I'm old too, but it's just too old. And, you know, and Biden is begging, please let me just be president for a minute, then I'll die. And, you know, whoever's the vice president will be president, but I just want my name and picture up there that I was a 46th president. Only to, you know, one term, that's all. I won't even make it through the full term. Just let me be president for a minute. New York Times, Mayor Pete releases his list of clients. He advised at McKinsey, it's stuff like Best Buy and, you know, U.S. government, the Department of Energy, blah, blah, blah. Washington Post, Dems claim victory while handing Trump a win on the USMCA. I talked about that. Washington Post, Bloomberg gives $10 million to vulnerable Dems. This is sucking up to the Democratic Party. Middle East, Turkey and Russia said to be a threat to American troops in Syria. That's the New York Times. New York Times, Pentagon suspends operational training for Saudi military students. They can go to classrooms like learning English, but they're not going to let them fly planes or any of that kind of stuff for now. Washington Post, Pensacola shooter was radical way before he got here. That's just great. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, the Jersey City shootout, 6 dead. There's some dispute here going on. The initial reporting made it sound like these guys went into the Hasidic grocery store, the Jewish grocery store, as opportunistically. It was a place to go in, you know, and you know, conduct their gunfight with the cops who were chasing them. The mayor, Steve Fulop, who I knew when I lived in Jersey City, is saying no, that the Jews were targeted. He's not really offering any evidence. And I'm not saying that they definitely weren't. I don't know. It's just that Fulop is saying it, and it kind of doesn't make sense. You're trying to get away from the cops. Why are you, okay, you've already killed a cop. You're trying to get away from the cops. Let's go attack a Jewish grocery store. It, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Okay, now this story is at a bunch of places, as you would imagine. It's kind of, it's the way things are now at Fox. A woman named Britt McHenry is suing Fox because she says this guy Tyrus was sexually harassing her. They were, did a show together for a few minutes, and then they had to separate him because she said he was sexually harassing her. He was sending her messages and texts and, you know, basically saying, you know, come on, let's get it on. But the thing that astonishes me is she is still working there. I mean, this is the second person I know of who's sued Fox while working there. Coming to work every day, but suing them. That's not the Fox I know. Just, you know, I just have the feeling that that's not something Ailes would have put up with. Washington Post and other places. How dare you? A little 16-year-old has-been. Oh, well, no. Little has-been Time magazine names little 16-year-old Greta Person of the Year. Disappointing both Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. Time magazine isn't Time magazine anymore. I don't know what it is. This is incredible. UC Berkeley is offering a class on adulting. It's in the LA Times. Adulting is hard. You know, you have to like pay your rent and stuff. And what's funny about this is I have a niece. She and her husband live in the, you know, just near the Berkeley campus. And they, as an investment, they bought an apartment building for student housing. Never thinking that you had to tell the six girls who lived in one of the apartments, don't put your sweaters, don't store your sweaters in the oven. And sure enough, somebody turned on the oven. The oven's on fire. The fire department has to come because one of those girls, you know, just kind of wasn't up on adulting. Sweaters don't belong in the oven. I'm just telling you, this is fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to go into all of this later at great length on the podcast. You know, if you're listening to this, please go sign up for the podcast, for Christ's sakes. Just go to johngibson.com and sign up. And write me a note at host@johngibson.com. Call the bitch box at 859-544-2766, okay? Just do that for me. Yeah, we're getting that Christmas season. I'll remind you one more time. I'm not doing any podcasts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the Christmas week. I'll do it again on Friday, and I'll be around New Year's week. But that's it. It's just the way it is this year.